Aries new moon. Let's take a moment to sit and focus on what's going on. The theme of this new moon is relationship and togetherness. It begins with type and quality of relationship you have with yourself now. And depending on this, kind of relationship you have with your community, those dear to you and those you meet regularly, and obviously it also defines the relationship you have with all human beings on this planet. And consequently, how you contribute to the overall quality of togetherness in humanity. So let's sit and settle. Breathe slowly. Let the movements of the mind get slower and calmer. Make space for more movements in your heart, even if they are not so peaceful. And just ride the waves. Until you reach that greater stillness of presence to yourself. That primary relationship with ourselves is so precious. It's not rare, but it doesn't last. A split second, every now and again. But this is exactly what we want to focus on. In those brief moments of encounter, and togetherness with you being, what you get is an entirely different awareness of you being. have a fresh look at your reality. All the circumstances in your life, and it all makes sense. It's a vibratory quality. It's a frequency you reach in that sudden reconnection that makes you see things as they are. And even though it may not be that clear, it's also absolutely clear that all things make sense the way they are. The uncertainty is about circumstances. This evident presence to yourself reestablishes your sovereignty and makes you totally aware that you are in the right place at the right time, allowing you to refocus on that. So a fresh look on your reality will change the way you interact with your dear ones, your community, and the rest of the world. Such a moment is a magical moment. All of a sudden you are there. All of a sudden you are able to see through the veils, see yourself and see the world. There's another aspect to the magic. You then perceive within yourself. You can sense how all tensions, polarizations, separations resolve in unity. Because this is the nature of things on that level on which you are. Doesn't mean that there are no contrasting forces. Doesn't mean that everything is easy. It just means that all conflict in you resolve in unity and peace. You get there. As you know, there is nowhere to go. There are no signposts. There is no level to achieve or reach. you simply reach those moments inadvertently all of a sudden because your usual busyness recedes for a split second. There's a crack through which you can see the Aries energy gives you that spark of light, allowing you to see through the veil. So all of a sudden, the magic's there because you can see. When you can see yourself, there's lightness, there's freedom, there's spontaneity and creativity. Enjoy. In those magical moments, you can feel the tiny, subtle, and yet super strong network of connections you have with other beings you love, or maybe you don't love, but you know. That fabric of living connections that exists among human beings, between all human beings, whether you are aware of it or not the rest of the time. And what's most precious is that in those magical moments, you know for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that this living network you can sense in your neighborhood, in your family, is present everywhere. The planet, establishing a strong network of relationships, of loving relationships with all human beings. Each time you have such a moment of bliss, you're stabilizing the common network you're generating peace, that quality of peace that has got no opposition, no contrasting force, because it is all-encompassing. It's the stillness of being fully one with yourself and all others and the entire world. Great. great stillness. And yet, it's only there for a split second or perhaps 1 minute. It's not the color of your day, but it is what gives the sparkling colors to the grayness of your ordinary days. This is what gives the zest of joy. To the reality of your day. Feel that. The magic is connection. Right now, with that spark of light. That kindles the spring energies that are blooming everywhere, deep within. There's this calling for oneness, wholeness, togetherness. This longing is always the best part of you, that is your true self, shining through the confusion of or the darkness. We can feel it. Catches you sometimes. But you can't seek it, like try and find it. All of a sudden you'll be raptured in that bliss for no apparent reason, just because something often insignificant brought you straight back to here and now where you are. So, with this new moon that opens the eclipse season that will take us into months of April and May, we are being reminded of the choice we can make in our lives to pick those extraordinary moments of connection or ignore them. It's a matter of frequency, obviously, and depends entirely on the color that dominates in your mind and the turmoil that may or may not be present in your heart. I'd rather go for the magic. I'd rather be curious to see where it is tonight, tomorrow, and where I can find it in the coming days. It will find me, but I'll be there. How about you?